I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Let us listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
When pastors start to write and prepare their sermons or their preaching, they actually have other resources, other materials other than the Bible. Of course, the Bible is the main material and the main text from which we preach from. We have other sources we use to inspire us, we use to supplement our preaching. And mine would be one of the main sources I have, actually two of them, is Text Week, the website Text Week, and also Pulpit Fiction. And Pulpit Fiction is a podcast and other materials available. One of the episodes, or they have several episodes of The Good Shepherd, or for Good Shepherd Sunday. And one of the reflections regarding Psalm 23, ang kilalang-kilalang Salmo 23 tungkol sa mabuting pastol, mayroong isang reflection doon mula kay Richard Bruvoort Colligan. I'm not sure about the middle name, Bruvoort, if I got the right pronunciation. But Richard Colligan. And he talks about Psalm 23 in the context of generosity. According to Richard, oftentimes we have attributed Psalm 23 with death, referring to verse 4. Though I walk through the darkest valley, or in other translations, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. No? And Psalm 23 is known to have always been used in funerals. In funerals. Oftentimes, this psalm is also, in other interpretations, this is also attributed to spiritual comfort. Spiritual comfort pertaining to the beginning verses talking about pastures and calm waters. And yes, they are good interpretations addressing or responding to those issues of comfort and of death. But at the same time, Richard invites us to consider that what the author of Psalm was trying to express is perhaps God's abundant and constant generosity. Inihahayag nung panalangin, because Psalm is a prayer, inihahayag nung panalangin ang pagiging mapagbigay at mapagkalinga ng Diyos. God's generosity. What does it mean for us to believe that God leads us and brings us to green pastures and calm waters. Anong ibig sabihin na tayo ay dinadala? Dinadala ng Diyos sa saganang lupain at tahimik na batis. Lalo pa ngayon na pandemic pa rin. Can we consider that leading us, God leading us into green pastures may also mean leading us, leading the people to create community pantries? Siguro yung pagdadalhan sa atin na tutugon sa kagutuman at sa tubig na pumapawi ng uhaw ay mga community pantries na nagsusulputan ngayon. Marahil ang espiritu ni Kristong muling nabuhay ang nag-uudyo para sumulpot at kumalat, lumaganap ang mga community pantries na ito. Pero hindi lang laman ng tiyan o uhaw ng lalamunan ang tinutugunan ng mga community pantries. Hindi lang tayo dinadala ng Diyos sa luntiang lupa at sa malamig na batis. The psalm tells us that God also restores our souls and leads us to the right path. Sa panahon na nananawagan tayo ng pag-asa, na nawawalan tayo ng pag-asa, at araw-araw na lang tayong puro masasamang balita ang ating naririnig. Sa lalong pagtaas ng mga kaso ng COVID sa ating bansa, sa panahon na parang nakaka-depress na, tinutugunan din ng community pantries ang inspirasyon at mabuting balita na talagang kailangan na kailangan ng ating puso at kaluluwa. Ang isang sagot pala, hindi naman siya entirely, pero ang isang sagot para sa ating mental health ay sa pamamagitan ng pagtutulungan na ipinamalita at ipinakakalat ng community pantries. God leads us into the green pastures and calm waters. God restores our souls. I would like to say and reiterate that perhaps what we can consider today in the context of pandemic as pastures and calm waters would be the community pantries. At talagang timely ang community pantries na ito sa liturgical season of Easter at ngayong linggo ng Mabuting Pasko. Psalm 23 verse 4 tells us, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me." The pandemic is our current darkened valley or darkest valley. The evil that surrounds us are no less than some people in government or many people in government, especially the PNP, the AFP, at lalo-lalo na yung kanilang anti-insurgency task force. They strike fear among the people. They are very vocal in threatening and red-tagging those who work for the poor and the marginalized even before the pandemic. And now, sa ngayon, ang kanila naman tinitignan ng masama ay ang pagsusulputan ng mga community pantries na ito. Hindi sila makapaniwala na ito ay nangyayari. It is too good to be true. Masyadong organized, masyadong mabilis. Ang tanong ko naman, gaano ba ka-complicated ang community pantries? Napakasimple lang naman ang konsepto. Hindi ko alam bakit iniisipan nila ng ng kakaiba at ng masama. Iniisip nila na may isang napakalaking conspiracy sina Joma Season at ang grupo ni Joma Season. At na it sa pamamagitan, no? Meron silang malaking conspiracy ang iniisip ng anti-insurgency task force. Merong isang malaking conspiracy si Joma Season at ang kanyang grupo na pabagsakin ng gobyerno sa pamamagitan ng gulay at mga mesa sa kalsada. Pati si Satan, pati si Satanas, at yung mansanas na hindi mo naman nawala naman dun sa kwento ay dinamay pa. No, nag-reference ng isang kwento sa Bible, mali naman, fake news. Fake news. Sanay na sila sa fake news. Pasok sa banga talaga itong Salmo 23. Sabi sa verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." Yung Maginhawa Community Pantry ay nagsimula bilang isang maliit na ditulak na mesang ratan, kung hindi ako nagkakamali. At maraming mga community pantry na nagsusulputan ay mga simpleng mesa lamang. Simpleng mesa sa kanto, sa hilera o sa tabing kalsada. The Good Shepherd prepares a table in the presence of enemies. In the presence of malicious thinking authorities na nagugulumihanan kung paano ba nagsusulputan ang mga ito. Hindi pwedeng ganito kababait ang mga Pilipino. O ordinaryong Pilipino. Hindi sila pwedeng magkaisa sa ganitong pamamaraan. Scam yan, sabi nila. Scam yan. Because unified and unifying goodness whose only motivation is care, something as simple as a community pantry whose only motivation is care, will never make sense, will never be logical to evil minds. Ganoon na lamang ang takot nila na baka nagigising na muli ang mabuting pagkakaisa ng mga mabubuting Pilipino. At ang mas nakakatakot pa diyan, sabi ko nga kanina, Diyos mismo ang kumikilos at nag-uudyok sa marami na muling magbayanihan. Muling buhayin ang tunay na essence ng salitang barangay at ang salitang pamayanan. Kung ang Diyos ay ang bumubulong sa mga tao para gawin at ipagpatuloy ang community pantries, eh nakakatakot na yan. Nakakatakot yan para sa mga nasa kapangyarihan. Kaya in turn, kung ano-ano namang pananakot at kadagungan ang kanilang pinagsasabi. Psalm 23 is a prayer reminding us that the Good Shepherd who leads us to green pastures, who restores our souls, who prepares tables, will always be with us, will always be with those who do good. Sabi nga sa first letter of John, chapter 4, where there is love, there's God, and God abides in them. The Good Shepherd is present in those community pantries. Sabi din ng mga negatron sa pamahalaan, lalo na yung isang babaeng tagapagsalita ng task force, hindi naman daw sustainable at hindi magtatagal ang pantries. Siguro nga, pwede. Posible yon. Certainly, hindi rin naman porket may community pantries na hindi nakikilos at hindi natutugon ang gobyerno. Kung tutuusin, dapat walang dahilan pumunta ang mga tao sa community pantries, pumila ng pagkahaba-haba, kung sapat at tamang ayuda ang ipinamamahagi ng gobyerno. But I think, even though community pantries may end at some point, I think the community pantries started and sparked something. Merong sinimulan at meron itong muling binuhay sa kamalayan ng maraming mamamayan, sa kamalayan natin lahat. The community pantries, whether they endure or not, gives us a vision of a society, of what society can be when resources are shared according to the needs of the people and not according to the greed of few. After all, what Psalm 23 tells us is that the good shepherd leads not one sheep, but an entire flock. Psalm 23 is a prayer of the flock, of a people, of a community, of a nation. The blessing of God is not just for one sheep, but for all, for everyone. Tingin ko napapaisip na ang marami, paano ba ang konsepto ng community pantry maging applicable sa ibang area ng lipunan at pamayanan? Paano ba ito applicable sa healthcare system sa Pilipinas? Na bawat pangangailangan medikal, bawat may sakit, ay dapat natutugunan dahil merong tunay na pagmamalasakit. Hindi naman talaga final solution ang mga mesa sa kalsada. Hindi naman final solution yung community pantry. And it does not present it to be, sabi nung mga nagsimula at yung mga nagtatayo. Nor is this an original na ngayon lang sumulpot. But like what the prayer says, how can the community pantries restore our soul and lead us into the right path as individuals and as a nation? How can the concept of community pantries, which I think is divinely inspired, lead us to a way of life where goodness and mercy constantly flows, just like what the psalm says? I believe that the community pantries are inspired by God. It is God who led people to set up community pantries. Hindi si Satan. Why? Because it is exactly what the first community of Christians did, as told to us twice, dalawang beses sinabi, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2 and another in Acts chapter 4. I'll be reading just a portion of it. In Acts chapter 2 verse 44 to 45, it says, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. The same thing is said in Acts chapter 4, pero dinagdagan siya ng linyang ito sa verse 34. There was no needy person. There was no needy person among them. The Christians, the first Christians, puspos ng Espiritu Santo, organize themselves this way. Magbigay ayon sa kakayanan upang tugunan ang pangangailangan. As we come together this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us look at Psalm 23, a Jewish prayer that reminds us of God's generosity and God leading us, leading you towards generosity by a renewed sense of community and common good. Our preaching series for the season of Easter is a question. Where is Easter? Nasaan ang muling pagkabuhay? Asaan ang mabuting Paskol? Where is the Good Shepherd leading us? I guess, nagsimula ito sa Maginhawa Street. At nagsusulputan na all over. Nakarating na sa ibang bansa, sa Timor-Leste. Sa bansang Timor-Leste. Andun siya. Andoon ang muling pagkabuhay. Andoon ang mabuting Paskol. Sa mga mesa, sa kanto, at kalsada.